Hello, folks. Sean Mice here with InfoBusinessUniversity.com. And in this training, what I'm going to do is introduce to you the seven places where I personally get my traffic from. And obviously, this is accompanied by, this particular introduction is accompanied by a download page that gives you an example or a training for each one of these seven sources of training. Seven sources of traffic. So some of those sources of traffic, I've included training right there on the download page, and for some of them, I've just given you an example of it. And so for those sources of traffic where I just give you an example, I'm going to dig into some detail here, this training, to tell you exactly what to do and how to do it. And now this is going to be from a perspective of an overview. So rather than being, say, 21 hours of intense, deep information that will take you 21 hours to study, and then you've got to kind of pick out the parts and what do you need to do, this is going to be very direct. This is going to be go do this here, go do this there. Now, because of the fact that it's concise and direct, if a particular step, you know, I might say, for example, record a video. And if you don't know how to record a video, then you're going to have to get additional instruction. And almost all of these things, you can learn how to do it on YouTube. You can just go straight to YouTube, type in how to record a video, and there'll be lots of different videos that will teach you how to record a video. And obviously, those types of instructions are different for everybody. So I use a Mac, so the way I record a video, the software I use, would be different than someone who perhaps uses a PC. And vice versa. It depends on what software you own. There's so many different types of software. It depends on what kind of video. And if we were to go through all of the ways to record a video, it might take 3 or 4 hours. I'm just going to use the words record a video. I might do the same thing with write an article. If you don't know how to write an article, you'll want to go to YouTube, type in write an article, and there'll be videos that'll show you how to do it. Or I might say write a guest blog post. Exactly the same thing. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. So the first place, and I, by the way, as I give you these places, these are, I'm going to name them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is not necessarily in the order in which I get the bulk of the traffic from number 1 and the least from number 7. My traffic is pretty much spread out over these seven sources, and you can do exactly the same thing. Now, you don't need the same seven sources. You may want 5 of them plus 2 others. You may want 3 of them plus 4 others. And you probably know my targeted traffic training program digs into more detail. You know, kind of talking earlier about, hey, this isn't 21 hours of instruction. The targeted traffic training, I don't know exactly what's in it, but it's, I want to guess it's 14, 18, maybe 21 hours worth of deep instruction on each one of these topics. So let's go ahead and get started with what we're naming traffic source one, and that is YouTube traffic. And there's two ways that I get YouTube traffic. One is organic YouTube traffic. So I record videos, I put them up online, and Google sends traffic to me. The second place that I get traffic in YouTube is I pay Google to send me targeted traffic to my videos. Now, the reason I send them to videos is because I want that traffic to be pre-filtered by the time it gets to my website. I want it to be pre-filtered. I don't like to have traffic come to my website that doesn't know who I am. So I run very, very little advertising where I just, you know, run a 3-line ad and, you know, just hope people come to my squeeze page and give me their name and email address. I just don't do that much. And the reason for that is I want pre-qualified traffic. I want you to read an article or buy a WSO or watch a video and learn a little bit about me. That way, when you get whatever it is, whether you read the article, whether you read the video, whether you purchase the low-end, front-end training, what will happen is you will be able to resonate with whatever it is that I'm teaching there, and you say, boy, I'd like to learn more. That's what I want here. If somebody watches a 5-minute YouTube video and they say, you know what, I don't like the sound of your voice, I don't like the recorder you're using, I don't like what you're teaching, well, that's okay. You just click out of the video, you don't join my list, it's it's no big deal. You don't want to have a relationship with me. I don't want to build a relationship with you. I don't like to hunt people down. I really don't. I don't like to beg people to become subscribers. And I think that some of the training out there really leads you to want to beg people to become subscribers. You know how to build a list of 10,000 people in 7 days. Sure, I could do that. I could do that. I could go buy a bunch of cheap Facebook traffic. I could go buy a bunch of cheap solo ad traffic. I could go buy a whole bunch of cheap traffic, and I could get a bunch of subscribers, but if they don't want to be on my list, they're never going to buy, and they're never going to build a relationship. And, you know, the thing is that happens, it leads people astray sometimes, is they say, well, you know, I heard of somebody getting a big client from doing something like that. The thing is it really worth 10,000 subscribers to get one big client and then say, boy, I got one big client, so I'll do it again? You know, there's something called luck and flukes, and I don't want to build my business on luck and flukes. I want to build my business rock solid where I can do something repeatedly over time. Okay, now on the download page that accompanies this training, you'll be able to look at one of my YouTube channels, and I don't need to give you any instruction on how to create videos the way that I did. You can look at them. You can say, okay, that's what he did. You know, you will notice that most of them are unprofessional. They're very basic. The funny thing is they convert. And one of the things I've discovered in internet marketing is that basic, simple things tend to convert really well, all other things being held equal, and then obviously it's got to be something people want. And I believe that one of the reasons for that is that when folks see the perfect, professional, totally produced video, they feel good about it. They go, boy, that looks professional. But when it comes time to buy, they just don't trust. They go, because it looks like an app, Madison Avenue or something. What I want is for people to bond with me because they see me as a real person. When you watch those videos, you'll see me as a real person. You know, I just am who I am. I'm not touched up. I'm not wearing any makeup. There's no green screen in the background. It's just raw. It's just me. Now, that doesn't mean that that's the right way for you to do it or the wrong way for you to do it, but it's just me. Okay, so how do I do this? How do I determine how I'm going to get the right video and then have Google send me traffic? You know, if you just make one video and then on one topic and then have bid on 1,000 different keywords in Google, you're going to get a bunch of traffic. I mean, you can pay Google to send you all the traffic that you want. You really can. The problem is that traffic won't be targeted. I'm a big believer in targeting. And so that means that in order for you to get all the traffic that you want, let's say you're going to bid on 100 keywords in Google for your YouTube videos, you want to have a separate video for every one of those keywords. So if you're in dog training and you have a dog training video for a beagle and you want to bid on dog training for beagles, you need a video called dog training for beagles. And if you want to have dog training for German Shepherds, you want to bid on that, you want to have a video that's dog training for German Shepherds. You want to have a video on how to eliminate your dog from peeing in the living room. You need to have a video on how to eliminate your dog from peeing in the living room. This isn't the Wild Wild West of the internet like it used to be, where you could just put up one general video and then hope people would get to it. It worked. The times are different now. And so in today's market, you want to be highly targeted. Let me repeat, highly targeted. So you want to create a video for every one of those topics that you want to do. So what you're going to do is you're going to create a video on each topic. Let's say there's 100 topics. That'll take you 10 days. Here's how. You're going to do 10 videos an hour. You say that's impossible. No, it's not. You can do it. An hour has 60 minutes in it. It only takes 50 minutes to record 10 5-minute videos. Here's how you do it. You sit down with a sheet of paper. This may take you half an hour, and you write out the topics that you want for your 10 videos. Each video is only going to have 3 to 4 things in it, right? 3 to 4 things. How to train your dog. There's 3 to 4 steps on how to do it. How to train your German Shepherd to pee outside. How to train your beagle to sit. I mean, whatever. There's 7 steps. You know what those 7 steps are if you're a dog trainer. You're going to write those 7 steps out. Those 7 steps, you're going to now put those on 7 PowerPoint slides. Each slide has 1 step. notice the steps for beagles and German shepherds and everything else are going to be the same. So all 10 videos are going to be exactly the same. They're going to use the same set of slides, except the front page is going to change from dog training or dog training for beagles to dog training or sit training. You really want to be specific. Sit training. Heel training for beagles. Heel training for German shepherds. All you got to do is change the front flap of each one. That's it. And then what you're going to do, once you have your slides done, you're just going to sit down with Camtasia or ScreenFlow or whatever it is you use for screen capture, and you're just going to start just like I'm doing right now. I've been teaching now for, I don't know, maybe 8 minutes. I turned the recorder on, what, 8 minutes ago. I'm not doing a video here. I'm doing audio, but the process is exactly the same. So you pull up your PowerPoint or your Keynote on your computer, you turn on Camtasia or ScreenFlow, and you begin to speak. And you start with sit training for beagles. In this video, I'm going to teach you how to get your beagle to sit. The first step for getting your beagle to sit is to do X, Y, Z. And then you're going to talk for 1 minute or 30 seconds about the first step. Then you're going to say, the second step is, and then you're going to talk for 1 to 2 minutes or 30 seconds on the second step, and so on, all the way until you get to the fifth, sixth, or seventh step. And then you're going to conclude. You're done. So now, at this point, you need to have, at the end of the video, you need to have some kind of call to action that gets people to come to your website. And so you're going to say, at the end of the video, you're going to say, by the way, did you like this training and was it helpful? If so, go to my XYZ website to download my free guide, the 7 steps to training your dog or whatever. And this is going to be a more general squeeze page because you're going to want to use it for all 1,000 of your videos. One tip here, make the URL really short. Make the URL really short for your squeeze page so people can type it in. And I get that underneath the video, you may be having a link where they can click, et cetera, et cetera. You may be doing, you know, some graphics where they can just click on the video, depending on how you're setting it up. But make it so that if they want to type it in, it's really, really easy. Okay? Something really easy. So if your name is Tom, you could have tomsdogtraining.com or tomsdogs.com. Or jillsdogs.com. You want to make something really simple and really easy. And then after 5 minutes, you're done with the one video, you turn the Camtasia off, save the video, and turn it back on and record the same thing again for your next topic. Now, you may do, they may all be different topics, and if that they're all different topics, it'll take longer to create the PowerPoints or the keynotes to create your outline, but everything else remains the same. You do the actual recording. Do 10 sittings of 5 minutes, takes you 50 minutes. When you're done, you convert them all into MP4s or MOVs, and you go to YouTube and you just upload them. Okay, now, for some of you, you may be thinking, you may be asking, okay, well, can I automate this? Not automate, but can I streamline this? Yeah, absolutely. You can do this in such a way that you have you record your call to action once and then just append it to every video. So when you do your recording of the videos, you just stop before you do the call to action. You just append them together. You can have your assistant do that. You can have your assistant do the conversion. You can upload them to Dropbox and let your assistant download them, combine them, and do the uploading to YouTube. All of those things can be done by an assistant. You can even script them out if you want to. If you like to just type, you can script them out and let somebody else record them. You can let somebody else do the actual recording if you want to. Now, for me, it's faster to just speak. I don't care to type out and then record. I just speak off the top of my head, just like I am right now. I'm just teaching you whatever it is. So then once you've done that, you've created that video, and you've uploaded it for that particular topic, then you can go over to, in YouTube, you go to advertising, and you go to your Google advertising account, and you just buy traffic that's specifically related to that video. That's it. Just the keywords for that video. I like to do exact match keywords just for that video. So you may only be bidding on 3 keywords per video, but if you do 10 a day in 100 days, you've got 1,000 videos. You're bidding on 3 keywords times 1,000 videos. You've got 3,000 keywords. You're going to be getting some traffic with YouTube. And that's the process that I use for YouTube. The next source is is e-zine articles. Okay, now, I'm not a big fan anymore of telling people to go out and do video, do articles, specifically placing them on e-zine articles. I think it's a good place. I still use it for SEO in my business. So I've got, not my business, but actually I do some in my business. I do it a little bit for another project that I'm working on where we're working on SEO results. And I find that if you write an article with a link, you know, you write, say, five articles in e-zine articles with a link to something else and it's optimized for a keyword, you're going to get Google rankings for that keyword over time. Now, if it's not necessarily a popular keyword, if you're just doing something for something small and local, my experience is really easy to get rankings using e-zine articles, and you just put in the resource box your live link has the anchor text of whatever it is that you're trying to optimize for. The way that I drive this particular traffic is I write articles. I write articles exactly the same way as I do videos. I don't have to go through all the details here. Same thing. Whatever the steps are, five to seven steps on what to do, I just sit down, I write an introduction, and then I write as if I'm speaking how to do those seven steps. If you want examples of that, go to e-zine articles. In fact, you can just go to this download page, click on the link, and you'll be able to see an example, actually over 25,000 examples of how I write an e-zine articles article. And if you do one or two of these a day in addition to your YouTube and send people over to your YouTube channel, you're going to begin to get organic traffic. Okay, the next source is solo ads. Okay, now I do solo ads differently than most people do solo ads. I don't like to go buy the traditional commercial solo ads. I like to go find solo ads. Now for this source, I'm not going to teach it here because I've already taught it. It's under Traffic Source 3. If you just click, there's an MP3 there. Click on it. And there's another training, I don't know, it's 30 minutes long, something like that, will teach you all about solo ads, just like I just taught you about YouTube. I'm not going to reteach it because it's already there. Traffic Source 4 is people who are dealers of my products. So at one time, I offered some of my products available as resale rights, and so some people have gone out and they've made memberships with my products that are, some of them are resale rights, and when people listen to my training on somebody else's website, then they learn about me, they go Google me, they find my YouTube channel, and they come to me, and that's how I'm getting traffic from those memberships. And you can do the same thing. You could record a new training every single week, put it up for sale as private label rights, and other people can take your training, if it's good, and put it on their websites, and you will get traffic from those websites. And if you want to see how it's done, you look at Dennis Becker's Insider Club, and in fact, there's a link right there, and you'll be able to see how it's done. Traffic Source 5, I create and launch WSOs. The way that I get traffic is that if affiliates promote my WSOs, when they do, they send traffic to it. I get subscribers in three ways. They buy the WSO and get on my list. They read the WSO sales letter and click through one of the links I put in the sales letter to either buy my book on Amazon or go to my e-zine articles page. Notice, folks, how I'm linking everything together. I'm rocking and rolling by linking everything together. I link my WSOs to my book on Amazon, to my e-zine articles page. By the way, I did not list this as a source, but I do get traffic from my book on Amazon. I don't list it as a traffic source because, you know, it's not this huge source. And if I had 100 books, it might become a huge source. It's not a huge source, so I didn't list it here, but that's one way to get traffic. Now, there's three examples here on the download page, and if you just read, you don't have to buy the training, but if you just read those sales pages, you'll see how I'm directing traffic to me from the Warrior Forum. Okay? The Traffic Source 6 is interviews. People interview me. They put the interview on their website, YouTube, and so on. I gave you two examples of people interviewing me. The question is, how do I get interviews? You may be asking, how do I get interviews? Some people get interviews by going out and asking people to interview them. I'm not big on that. I'm really not. In fact, I'm not that big on that. What I prefer is that people find me from e-zine articles. They find me at YouTube. They find me on the Warrior Forum, and they go, wow, he's really rocking and rolling. He's got all these videos or he's got all these articles, and he appears to be an expert in the niche, and we'd like to interview an expert. And that's really what happens. If you're not positioned as an expert, if people don't see you as an expert, they're not going to want to interview you. No matter how many times you send something out that says, hey, can I be your speaker? Can you interview me? Can you feature me on your website? It's probably never going to happen. What does happen is when you position as an expert, people will come to you. And how do you position as an expert? Let me ask you this. How many people in your niche have 1,000 articles on their website? Probably not very many. If somebody in your niche had 1,000 articles on their website, would you think they might be an expert? My guess is you would. And you say, well, boy, that's a lot of work. It's only 10 articles for 100 days. I mean, really. And by the way, if you want to see the proof in the pudding, go to my Easy Articles account. You see it there. I put my money where my mouth is. My first year online, I wrote something like 13, 14, maybe close to 1,500 articles. And I put my money where my mouth is. And I did it, and I wrote it, and then obviously over time, after I've written so many articles, I started hiring other people to write articles. So I leveraged it, but you can do the same thing. If you had 1,000 videos on YouTube, would people in your niche not begin to see you as an expert? I believe that they would. And that's the key. If you'll shoot for 1,000 of something, I did it, and many other people have done it. 1,000 YouTube videos take you 100 days at 10 a day. And given the fact it'll take you about 50 minutes to do the recording, plus maybe 30 minutes to write the outlines, and then you're going to need some uploading time, a couple hours a day. And the thing is, if you can't invest a couple hours a day into growing the foundation of your business, that may be why your business isn't going where you want it to. Now, your business may be going where you want it to right now, but you're listening to this because you want some more ideas. Here's the thing. If you're willing to invest 2 hours a day in positioning yourself as an expert, in 100 days, you can be perceived as an expert in your niche with 100 YouTubes, 100 articles, 1,000 YouTubes, 1,000 articles on your website, 1,000 articles on somebody else's website. I mean, there's lots of places where you can do guest blogging, probably in your particular niche you can do guest blogging. And then the final source that I mentioned here is forum marketing. I don't do as much of this these days. Obviously, the word forum's a forum, but I don't do as much of this these days. It's more time-consuming than the other sources. But I've had experience with clients having success with this, and so I wanted to include this. I do get some traffic from forums. And so I wanted to throw this in there. Now, there's a couple other places that I use for traffic. You could almost call these bonus sources. I don't get a lot of traffic from these places, but it's good traffic. And so I want to throw it out there. By the way, how to do forum marketing online, I'm not teaching it to you right now because if you just click that link, there's more training. There's like, I don't know, 20, 30-minute training. So, I mean, if you take everything on that download page, you're getting probably another 3 hours worth of training right there on that download page. And so this is really more of an introduction and really covers the YouTube channel, which I didn't teach you how to do on that download page. But I also get some limited traffic from guest blogging. I should get a lot more, but the problem for me with guest blogging is I don't like to outsource it, have somebody else writing it and then putting my name on it. Obviously, I've done that with articles, but I just don't feel comfortable doing that guest blogging. I really want it to be my work, and right now I just haven't been prioritizing the time to put into it. But if you're starting out in your business, you may have more time than I do, and then guest blogging is a great place to go. And the way to do guest blogging is find the 10 websites in your niche that have articles that are good, strong articles, become involved in the community, get to know whoever runs the site, maybe buy some advertising on their site, and then after a couple of months go to them and say, hey, would you be interested in having me write an article for your website? And I don't want anything for it. You don't even have to give me a post to my, a link to my site. You say, well, why would you do that? Well, because what you're hoping is they're going to get a lot of traffic from that, and you're going to help them because when that first article goes live, you're going to send all your subscribers over there. You're going to give them a bunch of traffic, and you're going to really make things cool. And then they're going to come back to you and say, hey, can you write more articles? And you're going to say, yes, the only thing I'd like is a link to my website. After a while, you're writing an article a day or an article a week for 10 different blogs, and you're really cranking along. I also get traffic from content marketing. I don't do anything necessarily special to do content marketing. I do YouTubes and forum work and guest blogging and easing articles, and it all comes together as content marketing. So that's why I don't want to list this as a traffic source. So, and then finally, I get some traffic from the book. And one of the things I've advised some of my clients to do is write Kindles. I mean, you could write a 30-page Kindle every week, and in 2 years you'd have 100 Kindles. I think you'd be getting a lot of traffic. So with that, folks, I'm going to go ahead and conclude this introduction to the training. Okay, obviously, in this, the key thing that I taught you how to do was the YouTube channel marketing. Everything else you're going to be able to see either by looking at the example or by studying the training. I encourage you to watch the interviews. I encourage you to read the WSO sales letters. I encourage you to read Dennis Becker's sales letter. I encourage you to listen to the Buy Solar Ads training. I encourage you to listen to the How to Do Forum Marketing Online training. And then finally, if you do want like another, I don't know, 14, 18, 21 hours worth of in-depth traffic training, then you can get that at the Targeted Traffic Training Program. So let's go ahead and close up. And again, this has been Sean Mize here with InfoBusinessUniversity.com.